I wonder what Anthony Cummings thinks. So as long as there's prize money on for the owners of the
trainers. He might hang up now that I'm bagged.
He'd be pretty happy about it, especially if he can get a chunk of it with Libertini. Good on you, Anthony. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Morning, gentlemen. How are
we? Am I being a bit unkind that this looks all weird, this prize money distribution today, or am I being Victorian and so on?
Absolutely. would we expect anything different? anything that puts more money back into the people that pay to put the show on is going to be good. And while Australian breeding is such that the sprinters are to the fore, and I suppose the Everest is born from that, the reality is that unless Australia-wide they give the different states get behind sales, they'll just die. And we'll be overrun by the things that come from overseas, and there won't be a local product at all. So there's got to be a lag between when the money turns up and when the horses turn up. That's true, but there's got to be a reason for being. The reason that they're not here right now and they're not Australian bred is because there's no support structure outside what Melbourne did. So now the rest of the country is getting behind it, and who's to say in 5 or 10 years' time there won't be any room for the imports because the local product might be that much better. So I reckon that's going to be a better thing, and the more money for stays, the better it is.
Yeah, I think we need to, everyone agrees, we need to develop our own stayers. So there's no doubt about that.
Absolutely. But it won't happen unless you go and feed them along the way. Mm.
I asked the boys earlier on the show this morning, do you think Anthony would be more proud of winning the Everest or his son Ed winning a Caulfield Cup? What would it be?
It'd be line ball.
and swaying the Everest yeah. way, I think.
Well, you've got to pay the bills. I'd be rapt to see Edward win the Caulfield Cup. That would be pretty exciting.
Hey, just on the Everest, I was going to have something on Libertini. Had it not been a wet track, it's a real Achilles heel for her, the wet, isn't it?
Well, plainly her best form is on top of the ground. And, you know, if one of the attributes of the day to win, that you need to win the race is the ability to run 1.7, well, she's got that. I mean, today that's sort of not probably going to be in the winner's kit bag. It does take away from her potential on the track, but just the same, I'm sitting here, it's a clear sky, the wind's blowing, it's a warm morning, so the track will be drying out, and who's to say what happens by sort of a little bit after four?
Been a wonderful filly mare for you. Was it by design to have her fresh and first up for this today?
Yes.
Her grand finals tend to be bigger than her average performances. Like, when she's good, she's the best, nothing can beat her, but she has a few less than peak runs in between. Is that because of track conditions and so on with her?
Well, it has been. I mean, she's been up the straight a couple of times, got a little bit lost at that. I mean, she's been on some bad tracks along the way and not been seen to her best on those days. But regardless of all of those things, her first up run, every preparation has been excellent. Even sort of last time through on that track at the Valley where it was 10 lengths better on the rail, you know, she was the only horse that made ground and travelled 3 or 4 deep through the race and kept going. So a run was as good that day first up as it had been any other time.
Who do you think's the hardest to beat today from the Everest before we get on to Ed's Caulfield Cup attempt?
Yeah, probably, I think Jitra. I mean, he's the one that's going to be just sitting in behind. He's going to spend no petrol in the first part. All the others will be out doing their usual thing. And I think he's drawn to take best advantage of that. And he's certainly up to the standard, as we've seen before. So I think he's got to be that on the grey horse, and he's back to his best. And, you know, Les seems to have got him going pretty good. His last trial was excellent, and back to what he was doing before he went to Hong Kong. So I'd say G-Char, but with due respect to it's a classic legend.
I think G-Char's one of the unheralded chances today as well. I had a chat to Edward after the win of GOS in the Koonji Cup on Thursday, and it's such a reminder of what your dad, the great Bart Cummings, used to do, a McKinnon into the Melbourne Cup on the Tuesday as well. He said you went around and had dinner with him that night. How chuffed were you that he's got a genuine chance in a Caulfield Cup?
It was pretty good. I mean, I think we're all a fair bit happier. Quite cheered up with Barrier 3 appeared on the television, but it was very good. Like, you know, he's in a good place. He's building a business and doing a very good job.
What about the Caulfield Cup today, Anthony? As far as, you know, we've got a raging favourite. We've got a hot second favourite. They're both drawn the car park. And Ed's mare, filly, mare, and two or three others are seen as little assassins who might be able to come later. What does the Caulfield Cup look like to you? It's an exciting race to look at with the favourites drawn out and everything, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it helps to even up the field a bit. I mean, the favourite of Peter Moody's obviously has earned its spot and the reputation and the price, but I've seen what the outside barrier at Caulfield can do, and it's not pretty. You've got to get pretty lucky to make that work. So I really think Edwards can win. I don't think she'll be as far off the speed in this as she has been. Previously, she's had to go back at that trip over in previous occasions off the back of bad gates. So it'd be no surprise to me if she settled third set of pairs, something like that. And then from there, she'll hit the line the same. I think it's really, she'd be entitled to be one of the favourites.
Anthony, are you coming to Moonee Valley or Flemington? Or Libertini, will we see her down here in the next few weeks?
Not sure. Wait and see what happens today. She's entered for the sprint race on the final day. I had another filly I was trying to get there for the Oaks, but it's sort of every time I turn around, there's another speed hunt turns up. So not exactly sure, but certainly always looking there to try and be part of it.
What was your first Group 1 winner?
First one was Final Card, funny enough, on Derby Day in Melbourne. It was straight, ran 1.7 and change.
How old were you then?
A lot younger.
Well, I know, but you're probably a lot older than Ed and James. Are these two Johnny-come-latelys getting it all too early? Do they need to do a few more hard yards, some tough times? It's all happening a bit quickly, isn't it?
Well, I wish the old man had lasted a bit longer to give them another round of the kitchen, but anyway, I've got that for 20 years, but the James got it for about three. Edward had it for about 10 minutes, but they all had a taste of it and understood it. What it was and part of what the drive is. They've done well with that experience and every other bit that they've picked up along the way under their own speed.
I think you've had the famous line that Bart taught you everything you know, but not everything he knew. What have you done with James and Ed as well?
They're always along for the ride. Like all of the kids had a chance to work with horses and travel and do things. Well, the daughter didn't sort of get to travel too far other than around the corner, but certainly the three sons had time overseas in horse situations to work out whether they liked it or not, or at what level. So the older son didn't like it much at all. He's a teacher. Lauren, the second child, has got a partner and they've got a kid and doing some accounting thing and they're happy, but the two younger boys really picked it up and ran with it. It's great to see. As you say, I think the old man would be pretty proud.
Are all things equal around the dinner table? I imagine the answer is absolutely yes, but you've got one bloke who trains for the world's richest racing stable, another one who may have a Caulfield Cup in the bag by this time tomorrow. But when it comes to sitting around the table, I think the family rules always operate, don't they?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's, I suppose the only difference is we spend more time at James's place because they he's got a bigger bin to dip into, so he can pay off more often.
Yeah, no, he married well.
Well, it might change after the Everest today if Libertini can knock off Trekking this afternoon, and then it would be one of the most amazing family days if Dewis could salute in the Caulfield Cup.
Have you ever been to James's and opened the fridge and there isn't a San Miguel in the fridge?
That is hard to find in that place. Funny thing, it did its job to get him there, but it hasn't stayed in the suburb. So,
Anthony, enjoy the day, mate. Well done.
Good on you. Thank you.